Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Current sell-off is not just a pedestrian and random tremor in the markets. It is a harbinger of what lies ahead. Stagflation fears are sending asset prices into chaos across the board, triggered by a surge in mortgage foreclosures and renewed whispers of helicopter stimulus checks. These are not isolated events. They are symptoms of a deeper malaise. An insolvent nation, a reckless central bank, and a global liquidity machine that may just be grinding to a halt. That's despite the efforts of governments to keep bubbles afloat. So here's the bond market's morning shot. On Thursday, November 13th, the benchmark U.S. Treasury note rose just over four small, measly basis points, from 4.08% to 4.12%. Now, to the casual observer, this might seem trivial, just a small part in a general upward trend in yields since the Fed started cutting rates. But in bond market that is already stretched to the breaking point, even minor tremors can send shockwaves. Cryptocurrencies and precious metals fell 2 to 3% in that one single day. Bitcoin, once hailed as the hedge against stocks and as a real genuine alternative asset class, it's down 22% from last month's high and is negative now on the year. Negative. This is not just a coincidence, it is correlation. The Federal Reserve, having missed its inflation target for 4.5 years, now dares to lower interest rates again and again begin to re-expand the monetary base. This is monetary malpractice. An insolvent nation running $2 trillion annual deficits should not be dropping helicopter money in the form of $2,000 stimulus checks. That's precisely the path that they've chosen. The bond market's already very fragile, and it's in danger of an outright implosion. Small tremors, like four basis point rise in yields in the context of stagflation, can cause this kind of chaos. And when it does, correlations across assets approach one. That means stocks, bonds, cryptos, commodities all crash concurrently. Even gold, one of the most proven investing hedges, falls when margin calls force liquidation. It's sell what you can to raise cash. Most consumers are already hurting. They've been hurting for a while now. Some evidence: housing foreclosure starts fell 6% in a single month and are 20% higher than a year ago. That's the beginnings of foreclosures, up 20%, the initial process of foreclosures. Completed foreclosures have soared 32% year over year. Office, commercial, mortgage-backed securities that are delinquent, those jumped to 11.8%, the highest in history. According to ADP, Automatic Data Processing, the economy lost an average of 2,500 jobs per week in the month of October. These are not some abstract data mining numbers on my part. They are the lived reality of the middle class being eviscerated by both inflation and onerous debt levels. And corporate earnings confirm this carnage. It's not me being hyperbolic or being a Cassandra. Target and Home Depot, just major office chains, major department store chains, Home Depot and Target, cut profit outlooks, warning of consumers that are under financial stress. When America's largest retailers admit the middle class is tapped out, believe them. Inflation has hollowed out their purchasing power, leaving households unable to easily sustain even basic consumption needs. This is stagflation in its purest form: rising prices, falling growth, and collapsing confidence. Now, let me talk a little bit about the global liquidity crisis that could be the incipient. I'm watching it. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying the warning signs have started. Could pass, could change, but it could also get a lot worse, and I'm ready for it. So let me just explain to you about the yen carry trade and its effect on the global liquidity crisis. Because the chaos is global. Rising government borrowing costs are not just in the United States. They're around the world and especially in Japan. Japanese government bonds, JGBs, have surged to the highest yield now in 18 years. 18 years. And that's despite an economy that's shrinking again, which normally sends investors scurrying to the safety of bonds, but that's not happening. I'm telling you, bonds are in a global bubble. The Japanese 10-year note yields 1.7%. Where are you going to scurry to? It's about insolvency and inflation. It's different this time. I know how dangerous those words are, but it is. We've never before had these two problems existing at the same time. Inflation existing at the same time we've had insolvency in major developed markets. For decades, back to the yen carry trade, for decades, the yen carry trade provided global liquidity. So institutions borrowed yen at near zero interest rates, sold it, and purchased higher yielding currencies and those assets abroad. So for instance, you know, you could buy, you know, borrow yen at zero and then buy a U.S. bond yielding 5%, and you had the, you know, 500 basis points of profit. And then the weakening yen just sweetened the spread because the dollar would go up, and then, you know, you keep all those profits that you made, the difference in the interest rate spread, and you get the currency appreciation. That free ride is now over. The end of the yen carry trade is not just a footnote in history. It could become a catalyst for chaos. Japanese instability is only the beginning. European sovereign debt is also under pressure, with yields rising amid fiscal gridlock. Emerging markets dependent on dollar liquidity face capital flight. The global financial system built on cheap, borrowed, and endless liquidity is unraveling. The end of the yen carry trade is a canary in the coal mine. I'm watching it. Because if global liquidity is really drying up, and I think it could be, contagion is inevitable. So we're going to prepare for further stagflation. The bond market tremor, the crypto collapse, foreclosure surge, Japanese instability, European instability, they're all pieces of the same puzzle. Global assets are in a bubble, and that bubble is teetering on collapse. The Federal Reserve, having missed its inflation target for many, many years, 4.5 as I mentioned, is now seeking to compound the error by cutting rates and expanding the monetary base. I mean, it's the same old playbook that has always worked in the past. It always has. However, and this is new, again, this is so important, I'm repeating it. We now have a U.S. government that is insolvent and inflation targets that have become, they've admitted it, they're just out of reach. The inflation issue is not just being ignored. I mean, that would be bad enough if you just said, hey, listen, I can't get to 2%. We're just going to ignore the 2% inflation target. Instead, the effort is to ramp up the helicopter money drops once again and ramp up the printing presses and ramp up the interest rate repression. Now, this is the very same procedure that sent inflation soaring post-COVID. It's the same thing. We're going to bypass the banking system, and the government is seeking to send checks, both Democrats and Republicans, to send checks directly to people. Now, active money management is mandatory when both bonds and stocks are in a bubble, and they are. You remember 2022? And that proved that statement beyond a doubt. Stocks dropped 20% in that year, but if you said, well, I'm a 60-40 portfolio, I have bonds that offset my risk, that only made returns worse. Long-term bonds, not short-term bonds, long-term bonds going out 20 years plus, as represented by the TLT ETF, that was down over 30%. U.S. government bonds, safest assets supposedly on the planet Earth, lost almost a third of their value in that year. So knowing when to short the market and what part of the yield curve to own during a liquidity crunch has become essential to your investment success. That is what the IDEC, Inflation Deflation Economic Cycle Model, does best. Remember the five sectors. Remember this. The five sectors of the IDEC model are not binary. In other words, we do not shift from one sector to another all at once. There is almost always a gradual change in sectors. Right now, we are slowly moving from sector four, which we were in for the last few months, which is one of reflation and growth, to sector five, which is slowing economic growth, and yet inflation that remains a salient issue. Most importantly, know that sectors 5 and 1, sector 1 is deflation and recession and depression, that's where credit crises can be found. So yes, a credit crisis can cause sector 5 to become sector 1 very quickly. Pento Portfolio Strategies model has compelled us to lighten up on risk of late. Not panicking, we're just lightening up on a little risk. We sold some of our AI exposure at a profit and replaced it with the healthcare ETF, just to take a little risk out of the portfolio. And we are fully prepared to reduce risk and take on shorts when they are appropriate. Now, what is your so-called risk manager doing? Are they buying and holding on a dollar cost averaged target date 60/40 portfolio because the government is always going to save you? You can't time markets? Because the government, that mantra, the government was always here to save you, is probably not going to work this time around. Precisely because, I'll say it three times, because we have an insolvent nation that cannot solve its inflation problem. And that, I just asked Japan, that is where bond market chaos comes from. Now those issues of inflation and solvency, they don't disappear by themselves. It takes a lot of sacrifice to fix them. And nobody in charge in our government has the bravery to undergo such a challenge. And by the way, I'll leave you with this note. Even if the market were to eventually recover, and I'm sure it will probably take a decade or so to break even. And that's before you factor in inflation. My clients and I don't have the time nor the patience to wait that long. Do you?
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.